Welcome to Gear Talk. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chris.
I'm Annie.
And this is Brooke.
Welcome to the Mickey Mouse Club.
And on this episode, Brooke had an amazing idea about this episode is all about the best budget swim run setup. So you're getting into the sport. We have a whole prompt and everything for you. But before we dive into that, who has any new gear updates, first impressions? Brooke, we're looking at you.
Me. So I ordered the Arc Corp finally. After you guys were talking about all of the Arc wetsuits, got me all jelly. And I ordered it and I was expecting it to come in 3 weeks and it came in 3 days. I ordered it on Saturday and I got it on a Tuesday.
Yes, they got the new distribution center in New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
Beautiful New Jersey. Garden State.
And
home of the boss.
I was so excited about this and I've actually been kind of nursing a little bit of a running injury. So I haven't been going on a lot of swim runs, but I was so excited about this that I had to like take it out for like a mini one. Mm-hmm. And first impressions, it's a mixed bag.
Oh.
So let's start with the negative part of the mixed bag. It's the swim there. It took on more water than I thought you guys had said it would. Apparently it was like going to take on no water, but I felt water in my low back. And so I don't know if it's a sizing issue. I followed the size chart, but maybe I should have gotten a little bit smaller. I'm kind of on the cusp of a medium and a small and I sized up. But oh man, the run is like if you've been like using IKEA knives to cut things your entire life and then you get your first like shoon knife and you slice through a tomato, that's what the run felt like.
Wow.
Like it was just so free, like what they say, like free running.
Is it the running plus or the plus plus?
It's just the plus.
Just the plus.
The so corp same is as just the corp is just the plus.
This actually reminds me of a Kurt Vonnegut short story called Harold Bergeron. Do you guys know that one?
Hmm?
No. It's basically it's one where this guy he's wearing all society has to be made equal. So if you're better than someone, they put like weights on you to like keep you down. If you have great eyesight, they put on like. You know, goggles or whatever, so you can't see well. If you're too smart, it blows sounds
you get
in your ears.
Put on you.
Yeah, so you get a handicap put on you. But at the end, this guy Harold Bergeron essentially like transcends at all that because all that stuff just made him stronger. So do you think using the core and now you've sort of broken out of that into the arc? Was it is that kind of the experience on the run? You just felt like completely free.
Or using like the Orca? Yeah,
yeah,
using the Orca. And then wearing the core. Yes, it was exactly like that. It was like night and day. And I was like, this is what a swimmer in wetsuit is supposed to feel like on a run.
That is awesome.
I just think I need to maybe check my return policy and see if I can get a small. Because I did feel water. And I went on a swim with it, like an open water swim with it today. And there was just water up and down my back. Not my front side, but my back.
Hmm.
So, and Annie, I remember you mentioning you felt water in your back.
No, not with the arc suit. And I will say that I'm on the large end of the size that I got. And so, like, I wasn't on the cusp, but I was close to the cusp. So I could have gotten an extra small or a small, and I went with an extra small. And I think that worked out well for the fit for this one.
That might be my issue.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Okay. I was kind of anticipating more COVID-19 pounds.
And COVID
the COVID-19.
Yeah, and so I was trying to anticipate that, but maybe I overshot. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we are excited. We'll have that full review for you at some point in the future, but we're all looking forward to hearing that. Is there any other first impressions anybody's going to drop? No. Annie, your new Arc'teryx swim run shoes, perhaps?
Oh, they are still kicking butt. I think it's safe to say I have taken these on multiple adventurous outings involving trail and water over 20 miles long, and they are great. And they are not showing really any signs of wear. The drainage is like to die for. I wore them today and I jumped into a glacial pool and I knew I was going to need to run out as quickly as possible because it was 30 degrees. And it had an iceberg floating in the middle of it. And I had those shoes on, and they were the shoes for the job. So if you ever have that in a swim run, don't those are the shoes for the job.
Swim
run. Dude, if there was a swim one in the Enchantments of Washington, that would be amazing.
It's actually been attempted, but I don't think it would ever get permitted.
No, that would be tough. So we have those two updates there. And if you want to hear more about swim run shoes, don't forget to check out our great shoe down swim run shoe episode.
Yeah.
We also want to address the elephant in the room, or in this case, the giant pool buoys in the room. They're the Cold War of big boy European style pool buoys. We know there's the Kiel Plus, there's the
Orzo Plus, and then there's the Aegis. I don't know if that's how you say it.
So there's a lot of big buoys out there that are sort of pushing right up against those Otolo requirements, I guess. Yeah.
The size guidelines.
Thank you. So we are trying to get our hands on all of those and put them head to head to let you know which is the big one, and then also how do those differ from the
yes.
What's the best big boy, and or big girl, and then what,
or is it even necessary?
Ooh.
If I could speak for Annie.
So without further ado, let's get into the budget swim run gear setup. So we have a little prompt for this. I put my teaching hat on. I'm not really a great teacher, but anyway, the prompt is this person, they're new to swim run. You normally are just kind of a trail runner one or two times a week on the weekends. So you have the shoes, but you don't really have any other gear. And let's just say for the sake of argument, you know how to swim and training's not your issue here. It's the gear. You have a race coming up in 6 months and you don't want to spend too much money. So the guidelines that we've set is under $350 for a full kind of swim run setup with the exclusion of the shoes. And then we also are throwing in there that your tether and any DIY pool buoy supplies cost you, Annie did the homework on it, $12 at your local REI or your local outdoor store. So we're going to run this down, and we each put together our own gear setups, and we're going to go through by category. So we'll start the head on the goggles. We'll go to the wetsuit, and then any undergarments, hit up the buoy, and then if there's your paddles, socks, undergarments, odds and ends stuff, we'll kind of have that all miscellaneous under. But are we all ready to go, folks?
Well, I would just add one thing to the prompt. That it's implicit that you learned about Swim Run from checking out swimrunlabs.com or listening to the Low Tide Boys, a Swim Run podcast.
That's true. So we will have all of these links to all these items we're talking about and everyone's gear set up on lowtideboys.com. So you can be sure to check that out when we're all finished. So are we, we're ready to go.
Let's do it.
Okay. So starting first with the goggles, I'll just kick it off. I just found the Speedo Vanquishers on Amazon. They're $20, and I've used them before. Speedo knows a little bit about swim and goggles, so they're probably a really good launching place to get them. You can get them on Amazon. You could probably get them at Dick's Sporting Goods or any. They're readily accessible, and they probably will work. They come in many different colors and all that stuff. So that's my 2 cents on that. We'll kick it to Annie for goggles.
So goggles is actually the one spot in my setup that I splurged a little bit because goggles affect your experience in the water so much. You need to be able to see where you're going. They can't leak. They have to be durable. Like, stuff that goes wrong with goggles is a race ruiner. So I chose the Roka R1s, which are designed for open water swimming. So they have like a certain angle to the front lens, which they call rapid sight technology, but it's basically just an up-angled lens that allows you to see a little bit wider field of vision when you sight, and the optics are awesome. These are like a really high-quality goggle, and I found them as cheap as $33 on Amazon.
That's actually my race
so
goggle.
So they're not super spendy. Yeah, and a lot of people with a lot of different head sizes and face shapes that I've seen have had great luck with these. I wear them as well, and they're awesome. Mm.
Nice.
That's key, the head shape.
How about you, Brooke?
So I say that's key because my favorite goggle for swim run are the Zogs Predator Next Gen. They're for $16.99 on Amazon, but I will say my husband tried them and he's got a tiny little head and it didn't quite work out for him. So me with the big head, I love them. But before I did the Zogs, I did this, just went to Costco and got the Speedo adult unisex goggles 3-pack for the same price, $16.99. And that's what I raced in for the first 2 years of swim run. And they were great. Nice. And you get three of them.
You can give a pair to your partner too.
You can give a pair to your partner. And I always keep one in my little tiny Orca pocket because it fits one pair of goggles and that's it. So if they break, you have an extra.
That's good for the paranoid swim runner.
Exactly. I am definitely a paranoid swimmer without goggles. If I don't have goggles, I'm screwed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I think it's like, hey, if someone's swimming already in a pool, your goggles might be fine. I think just like I was mentioned, like you want to have something that might be better for open water, like something that you can grab and adjust with if you're holding paddles or something. That's a pro tip from Team Baywatch, Envol Baywatch from back in the day. But the ones that I use are the Aquasphere Cayenne. They're $28, and I think we... Am I that boring? There's like crickets.
There's crickets.
I know.
I hear crickets.
I can hear the
Those
crickets.
Those are my crickets. They're here. They're
hey, you know what? That's a show exclusive. Like you couldn't have... I get it. All right, I'll shut up. Okay. Damn.
So, Chris, you're done with your goggles.
Yeah,
section.
Yeah. Cayennes. Aquasphere
goggles,
Cayennes
Chris.
Are fine.
Move on.
Now, I will say, if you do find a goggle you like, I'd recommend snatching up a couple pairs just so you have them around, but that's just me. Okay, we're going to go to the wetsuit. So, obviously, a very key point here. I am going to go with the Blue 70 Alliance. Now, it retails, the sticker price is $270, so that's pretty spendy on a $350 budget, but I know that if you use code SWIMRUN...
Do you mean the Blue 70 Alliance
swimrun
wetsuit?
Yeah, my bad. So I know that 20% off coupon will bring it down to around $240. It's a great all-around wetsuit. It's a great beginner wetsuit, and it will be good for any race, and it's a perfect one to go with.
Solid choice.
So I kind of took a risk here, and I was really shooting for a low-price entry swim run package. So I opted for the Zone 3 Women's Swim Run Versa wetsuit, which is not anything I've tested. That's like the big disclaimer up front, but it is absolutely the cheapest swim run on the internet right now because Zone 3 is having a 50% off sale on their swim run wetsuit.
Wow.
I don't know what that says about their swim run wetsuit.
And Zone 3 is a pretty solid company for
they're
water.
They're very established in Europe.
Water. Yeah.
So I feel like they'd have to have some quality to their, you know.
Well, Chipper had one. Chipper has one.
Yeah, I raced Casco Bay in a Zone 3, the generation before this Versa. It's a fine wetsuit.
Awesome. So the Versa is kind of an interesting design, not common. It is a 3/4 length leg. So the legs come down below your knees. I would assume that if you really want shorty wetsuit, you could probably trim the legs up. But the real kicker is you can get this wetsuit right now for $137.50.
That's a screaming deal.
That's a deal.
Screaming. I am going with the... This is Brooke, by the way. I am going with the last year's version, 2019 Orca Core, which you can get online for $169. Nice. Like I said, that's the wetsuit that I've raced in and trained in for 4 years. And it just now went out on me. And so I got the ARC, but the ARC Corp, but it's a solid entry level wetsuit.
I have the same recommendation. I would also go with last year's Orca Core.
Ooh. And if you want to hear our review on that, we did a whole show on all the Orca stuff.
That's right.
Cool. So we got two Orcas, the Blue 70 and the Zone 3. I don't think nobody has any. I think you can go wrong. You can't go wrong with any of those choices for a starter.
No, I mean, yeah, I would just say for the Zone 3, like, yeah, maybe see if you can cut the knees off or whatever.
If you think that'll be a problem for you. But $140, I might buy one. Yeah. It's really silly now.
Yeah, I know.
I know. After we went through this, I was like, wait, maybe I should just buy a new training wetsuit for $140.
Yeah. Okay, so
anyways,
now
we'll see.
we're going to head to the undergarments area, and we'll sort of include socks or any sort of under things, you know, for and I'll kick that off there. So use your whatever you either Speedo or whatever kind of underwear situation if you're a guy. And then the only purchase I would recommend is like an Under Armour sleeveless kind of compression shirt. And those are a dime a dozen on Amazon, but this one will run you $20. Now, it doesn't necessarily have any storage in it, but I do think it will be helpful to have that sort of extra layer in between, especially when you're zipping up and zipping down, because you probably will utilize some of the internal pockets that the Blue 70 does have for your nutrition.
Is that just for chafing, Chip, or why?
Yeah, it would be for chafing. I just kind of enjoy like the compression feeling. Yeah, the extra layer there.
The hug.
I'm like Olaf, warm hugs from Frozen. And then in terms of socks, you know, just use whatever kind of compression, non-cotton running socks you have. No real reason to go out and spend, you know, $30-$50. I did come across like a 5-pack of medical grade compression, like gradient compression socks. I didn't want to drop them in here because I haven't tested them. I don't know how good they are, but if you want to try, it was like $20 for 3 to 5 pairs of these kind of, I couldn't tell if they were cotton or not, but if you want a tall sock, Amazon has tons of socks in every color you can imagine for about $20. But my only purchase recommendation is kind of an Under Armour sleeveless shirt.
For the female who is already a trail runner per the prompt and is looking to get into swim running, don't overthink it. Just you'll have a sports bra. You have some sporty undies. Try those out. Those should work fine. If they don't work fine, you can kind of tweak things by, if you have a bikini, try that. And then for socks, just kind of thinking that you'll be exposed to some amount of debris, either on the trail or on the transitions in the swim run, and pick a sock that won't let a lot of debris get into your foot area. So I'm partial to a slightly higher sock. So anything but an ankle sock, really.
You save good money there by using your own stuff. Smart.
Yeah, and I agree with the like sports bra and underwear stuff. Like I think the first like, because the Orca wetsuit that I'm suggesting has a very tiny pocket that you can't fit anything but maybe your extra pair of goggles in and your mandatory race bandage. But I think I just stuffed gels in my sports bra for the first couple of years, and it worked out fine. But for socks, socks was something I got super excited about when I did my first swim run. Cause I was like, the whole thing was like, what? You're swimming in your shoes? Like, what about your socks? And so I thought I was like being all cool and researching what like the new swim run sock was going to be, and selected, this SeaVenger Zephyr Centimeter neoprene sock. I thought neoprene sock was the way to go for warmth and maybe a little bit of extra flotation. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I love these things. They're $16.95. I've already talked about them on previous shows because I love them so much. They come in tons of different like colors and designs. But what I love about them is that I wear a more minimalist shoe, the Innovate. And they give me a little bit, like they fit snugly in the shoe and they're an ankle sock, and I don't get any debris ever in my shoe because I think the added 3-millimeter neoprene just kind of conforms to the space between my foot and the shoe so well that it doesn't allow for anything in. And I have worn the Swift Wick socks. Mm-hmm. That my race partner recommended, and I do like them, but I have gotten debris in those socks because I think there's a little bit more space.
Who the heck is your race partner? What is she thinking?
I don't know. She's crazy.
This is a sidebar. I actually got the Swiftwix Aspires based on, you know, our undergarments episode, and I love them. They're like my sock now, but I got the knee-high ones.
But Chris, have you tried the Sea Vengers.
No, I don't think my Puerto Rican sense of vanity won't allow me to try those. I don't know.
Anyways, for me, that is a must-have. I'm promoting Sea Vengers. I do not work for them. They have not paid me to say this, but
they're probably like, we can't believe we got mentioned twice.
Yeah, they're like, some podcast is totally blowing us up right now. So that's all I got for the undergarments. Sea Vengers, Zephyr, 3mm.
Noted. So for me, I'm super minimal on the undergarments. I don't wear an undershirt. I just have Chipper carry all my shit. I would say it's all about chafing abatement, which we talked about before. And if you're a trail runner, you probably have some socks that are not 100% cotton or 100% wool or something. I mean, wool might actually be okay if it's a tight enough weave, but you want something that's sort of synthetic that goes at least to the mid calf to try to keep debris out, unless you're using the Sea Vengers. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think Brooke's just going to have her own episode where she
tries to convince everybody.
a deep dive into the Sea Vengers.
It'll be like a,
like the RNC
shopping network, like home shopping network. But then Brooke, just a 30-minute sales pitch on the neoprene.
Or no, store. I'm just like live casting for 12 hours, like in the middle of the night. So you can like join in whenever you want, and I'll be talking about
it. Put it on Twitch. That is hilarious. Okay, so we've made it down to below the belt, or to the buoy, the moment we've all been waiting for.
Yeah,
so
our favorite topic.
This is where I personally took a little bit of a splurge, and I ate up 1/6 of my budget. One-seventh of my budget. And I'm going to spring for the Arc Keel Swim Run Pool Buoy, just because it is that impactful to your. You're going to just have a good time with it, in my opinion, and it's worth it to get it.
It's a good ride.
That's all I got to say on that.
Well, all I got to say about my pool buoy choice is I'm trying to save my peeps some money, and I went with the Aquasphere Pool Buoy, which is actually quite large, and it chomps up at the heels of the Otilla size requirement according to the website. Again, I have not tried it. But it sounds enormous, and it's just a normal pool buoy you can get for $6 on the Aquasphere website.
It's
so
$6.
Either the measurements are wrong on the website,
or it's just
right.
A different foam, but it might just be a different foam density.
No.
Like it could be.
It's centimeters.
No, I mean the density of the foam of the, like it could be as big as the keel, but the density of the
foam
in the keel.
I'm sure that's the case. It's just like traditional pool buoy foam.
Yeah.
Probably
it's
absorbed a lot of water.
Way bigger than a traditional pool buoy.
I mean, for $6,
so
I want to get like 20 of them and make
bucks,
a chair. Like a pool buoy chair. Be pretty cool.
We can make a pool buoy pit. Oh my gosh, you guys. At the Swim Run Labs retreat, we're going to have a pool buoy pit.
We're having a retreat?
That reminds me of gymnastics camp. Yeah, for sure. Jump into it.
Wow, I got to say, I'm going to give deal of the day to Annie on this one.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Great job. Great find.
Especially if you're doing your first time DIY Lasso setup, you know, like it, I think it's better to be punching some holes through a $6 pool buoy than a $50 pool buoy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you want to hear a funny story with the arc heels? I couldn't do it. I had to have Chipper do it because I didn't want to mess it up.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. I had to have Chris, the arc guy, do it because
Christopher,
I didn't want to do it. Super anxiety producing.
Okay, so we're at least buying 4 of these Aquasphere Classic pool buoys just because they're $6. I'm pretty sure.
And we should add them to pool buoy testing.
For sure.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? I mean, that would just be like
crazy.
What if it like blew all the other pool buoys out of the water?
Would be the best.
They would be shook. All right, Chris, on to you, sir.
Wait. Are we skipping order? Wait.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You were talking, so I thought, my bad. Sorry, Brooke.
Chip, I'm always talking.
How could you?
I'm sorry.
I went Annie's route as well, but I didn't find as good of a pull buoy. I just went with a straight up, what did I go with? A Rise pull buoy, which I thought if you bought two of them, because they're $5 each, you could glue them together like they do over in Europa. And so that would be a $10 pull buoy, and get a Mondo pull buoy if you glued them together. So
yeah.
Wow.
That was my thought.
Man, you guys really crushed on the pool boys, and I feel like I copped out with just spend $50 on
it. Well, I'm also going to cop out. I just love the arc so much. It's like, hey, you know what? If you use it and you enjoy it and you grow into the sport, your pool buoy situation is all set up. You're all set. You never need to really upgrade from that.
It has staying power.
Yeah. So yep. I'm going to assume that someone who's doing this is going to be super stoked on the sport.
We know you're
so
going to get hooked.
They'll be happy that they have at least one piece of their kit that they don't have to upgrade at some point.
Yeah. No, it's a good splurge for sure.
Nice. And then let's pretend that your hands are down at your side. So next we're going to your paddles.
And your arms are really long. Yeah. So they dangle below your pull buoy.
Totally. So, I mean, there's a million different paddles.
That was really smooth, Tripper.
Kind of similar. I would say I'm going to opt for the Stroke Makers, and those are on Amazon for $20. They have, I think, I want to say 8 different sizes, all with different colors. And that's a pretty just classic flat paddle with holes and super adjustable. They come with tubes. So you get those, and those will work for you for many years.
Stroke Maker sounds like an adult film.
It very well could be as well. I don't, so I'd recommend your Google search be Stroke Maker Swim Paddle.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Or just go straight to Amazon.
All
yeah.
of it.
So that's on Amazon. All right, Annie.
Oh my goodness. So I don't know how dogmatic I feel about this, but I would say 80% dogmatic, which isn't dogmatic. But I do think it's a good thing to consider that for your first swim run, paddles may not be necessary.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you are a person who has trained with paddles, I would say that's the only person who would qualify for consideration of paddles for the first swim run as a necessary item.
I think that's a great
call.
They
definitely can help you move faster in the water. I mean, let's be real, you have shoes on. They help with that. But they are pretty tough on your shoulders if you're not ready for them. And they're also 2 more pieces of, like, Swatsum and Jetsam that you have to wrangle around with during your first swim run event. And sometimes being over-kitted is, like, not fun at all. So I didn't go with paddles at all. And I saved you a bunch of money by doing it.
From shopping at Costco?
No, from not shopping at all.
It's, from
just
switching
using,
the guy.
Just using your fish paws, your bare hands, whatever.
Fish paws.
That's a great point. And yeah, I mean, if you are swimming with paddles, use those paddles.
Yeah.
If you haven't, probably not advisable. I think we were all in agreement there, but great call out again, Annie. Brooke?
Yeah, Annie, you're kind of convincing me. I agree. I agree with I agree with Annie on the paddle thing too. But if you are going to get paddles, they do. When we started using paddles as a team, we definitely went a lot faster. So I guess it depends. You might be new to swim, but you still might be a competitive person and want to go as fast as you can. So in that case, I think splurging on paddles and splurging on a $50 arc keel is is worth it. For paddles, for me, I go with Synergy Swim Paddles for $9.95. I have used these paddles for 3 years, the same paddles. They have the little band has never broken on me. Oh my gosh, I need to knock on some wood real quick. And I think it's because someone on one of your podcasts said, replace the tubing that's hollow, the tubing that's solid.
Yeah.
And they won't break. And these Synergy paddles have solid tubing already. They've been solid for me. It was a listener. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I think it was pretty sound advice because these things have been great. Not only that, I've been able to write all my little distances on, you know, every race. and then scrub them off. And that's happened like, you know, more than 10 times and they've held up. So I like these guys.
Yeah, they have a great crazy amount of colors. They have like eight different colors or something.
Yeah, and I would say get a light color if you're going to use a black Sharpie, and then get a dark color if you're going to use a white or silver Sharpie.
And get a color to match your C-Venger 3mm neoprene socks.
It's like drink. It's like a drinking game. It's like
your ankle socks.
You can. When you put them on before a race, you're like, I'm going to kill it in these with my matching paddles.
It's
yes.
all in the mindset.
So I'm going to echo with what a lot that everyone said. I think if you're already training with paddles, you should probably use those. If you have enough lead time, you got 6 months to get ready for a race and you want to use paddles. I like the Speedo Power Paddle Plus because they have a bunch of holes in them. So they're great if you're just getting into paddles. So it's not like some of the more advanced ones where it's just like a dinner plate kind of thing with no real holes. That's even more taxing on your shoulder. But what I will say is that, you know, the Swedes have been doing this for a super long time, and sort of the standard kit that's just evolved over the years includes paddles as a key mm-hmm. part of it. So I would say, like, yeah, you definitely don't need to go with paddles, but it does make you faster, and I think I'm going to trust the Swedes that that's probably the part of optimal kit is having paddles, and then you just use as big of ones as you can handle, which could be zero to, you know, big dinner plate ones.
Garbage can. Cool. And then we left a spot for a watch. My budget did not, so no watch.
Yeah. I think watch is optional. We've been asked to do a whole show on watches, timing, which we're kind of working on that. But yeah, I think you definitely don't need a watch, but people tend to want to know kind of what's going on. So any sort of any watch as a multi-sport setting would work. And if you have one, great. If you don't, that's totally going to blow your budget unless you can get one used.
Any other thoughts on the watch or anything? Everyone skipped it, I think.
No, I skipped the watch, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just figure if you're going to start your swim run, you'll be doing it, and then you're done, it's over.
So totally. So we each put some totals into what our kit would look
like. Wait. Should we talk about shoes?
Ooh, not yet.
Like what you should do to your shoes?
Right.
So again, the prompt was you have trail shoes, so they have some sort of lug situation on them. But what should you do to your shoes to make them swim run shoes, if anything? I personally would just say try them out in the water and see how they go. But
yeah.
Err on the side of something with like not a really thick upper, or you can do like what Swimrun Labs Annie and Brooke taught us. The bucket test, I think, is a good place to start seeing how your shoes handle water.
Turn to science before you make a call, and just like look through your closet and select the shoe that seems the least absorbent. Like, I think we all probably have a pretty good intuition about that. Mm-hmm. One area to really that you can kind of easily change out is the insole. And some shoes have a really plush insole, other shoes do not. And so I would just like assess your insole in the shoes that you have and eliminate the plush insole if it's in the shoes you want to use, and just switch it out for the least absorbent insole that you have. And that's a good switch that can eliminate, like, I don't know, a lot of ounces of water that you're going to carry around potentially. And then the other switch that I would make is something you actually have to buy, believe it or not, in my super budget setup, lock laces. So they're the bungee cord shoelaces with a little toggle to cinch them down. And they don't absorb water, but that's not the real reason that I'm having issues in your shoes. It's more that if you don't have the C-Venger Zephyr 3mm neoprene socks, you might get some debris on board, and it's really easy to dump it. If you have stretchy laces, then you don't have to fiddle around with untying your shoes.
Great call out. Brooke, any thoughts on shoe mods?
Well, we had talked about on our shoe down episode that you could add drainage holes with like a really tiny drill bit, like 1/16 of an inch. If you do the bucket test and your shoe is just completely holding water, the caveat to that is, if drainage holes let water go out, they also let sand come in. So kind of think about your race terrain maybe. If you're running on a lot of beaches, that might not be the route to go.
Yeah. Chris, anything to add on the shoe stuff?
No.
cool. Now we'll head to anyone round robin here for any miscellaneous gear or anything. I'm personally, my wallet is tapped. My budget is gone and gone and spent it. So I'm going to bow out of this one.
Well, I have $150 left over in my budget, so I would plan for a really delicious post-race meal or a really, really expensive lucky talisman to give you the best swim run experience ever for your first one. So that could be like a rabbit foot or
lucky
peacock feather fan or a penny. I mean, $150 penny, you can decide to do that if you want, but or you could buy a savings bond or, you know.
Or put it towards your $400 race entry fee.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't have anything. Some people, I was looking at like some running belts that you could use to stuff gels in underneath if you weren't wearing a sports bra or didn't have a shirt with pockets or your wetsuit didn't have a lot of pockets because the Orca core doesn't have a lot of storage. But I haven't tried it. I don't know what kind of water it takes on or how comfortable it is.
Yeah, so I've actually used one of those.
Nice.
It's part of our kit. It's
Ultimate Direction.
Ultimate Direction. It's essentially mesh pockets, kind of, with the zippers. There's two of them. And we just keep the compression bandage in one and then
now
gels and stuff.
The only difference between that and the one that you're talking about, Brooke, because I also have that one. It's not elastic on the waistband. It's actually a fabric material, so you can really cinch it down, and it's not going to be stretching and bouncing all over. And you actually clip the tether to that, right?
Tether to that, too.
Oh, nice. So Chris, are you telling me that you carry stuff?
The mandatory.
It's not just Chip carrying everything?
Well, I still want him to carry everything. A lot of this was before the kangaroo top.
So. Oh, and now Chip carries everything.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm in charge. I'm the medical director of Team Low Tide Boys. I have the bandage.
He also carries the shared emotional baggage. So that's the heaviest
of them all.
Yeah, so that's the biggest burden. I'm happy to carry a Cliff Bar, but all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So now I guess, do we want to do a final drum roll run through? I think Annie takes the cake. For the...
Who wore it cheapest?
The cheapest.
Yeah. Not by much, though.
Cheapest swim run setup.
Not by much.
So Annie comes in at under $199. That is impressive. Kudos.
Yes.
Boom. Kudos. Saving you change.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And then second place here is Brooke, not too far behind. You have two different setups. Do you mind just discussing which one you would go with there?
I have a basic plan that you can enroll in. It consists of the wetsuit, goggles, and a single pool buoy is truly, really all you need.
True.
Some people would even debate the pool buoy part, but I would not do this race without a pool buoy. And that will bring you in at $192.49. But my personal recommendation will bring you in at $219.39 because you got to have paddles. And of course, you have to have those.
The Sea Avenger.
Neoprene socks.
Neoprene socks. Okay. They're $16.95. Excuse me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so Chris, so Brooke is in second. Chris, third.
Yeah. $267.
Nice. And then I'm at $350.
How did that happen, Chip? What did you do?
Because I got the Blue 70 suit, which isn't on sale. That's a little bit spendier. And then I also sprung for the Arc Keel. And then a $20 undershirt, which apparently...
Yeah
that pretty much got you $300.
And your Stroke Maker paddles.
Yeah, don't forget those. Best $20 you'll ever spend.
That's like twice as much as my paddles.
I went off this. I've used all these things. So it's sort of, I would feel comfortable asking. And if you give me $100 and that's my budget, I mean, that's what you're going to eat.
I've used all my things too.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'll stand by it.
I think we have a great spectrum of swim run setups that, I mean, $350 is still pretty cheap to get into.
Yeah, if you think of it as any other sport that $200 multiple stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Annie is proposing $200 to get into the sport.
That's awesome.
And I will tell you, you can go to Swim Run Labs and you can see a picture of Annie and I in our first swim run. And that was a total of $12 to get into the sport based on just making the, Annie went to REI and got the race belt and tether. And you'll see us wearing like full length wetsuits.
Surfing wetsuits.
Nice.
Wow. Surfing wetsuits. And trail running shoes. And we still loved it. So you guys, you can get into the sport as little as $12 if you'd like.
Totally. Totally.
I love it. I mean, I think it also shows, you know, we always have to talk about why we love swim run, but I think it's interesting how there's a lot of different ways to skin the cat in this. Mm-hmm. And there's really no way that's wrong. It's just whatever's going to work for you. And I think that's just kind of fun. You know, it isn't like, oh, it has to be this arms race where you got to get like the $2,000 carbon fiber wheels and you got to get things. It's like, it's just not, it's not germane to your experience.
No, because the sport is so fun. Like, exactly. I feel like with triathlon, like, yeah, you get the carbon fiber, blah, blah, blah bike. I don't know. I honestly don't know a lot about biking. And it can really change your triathlon. Like, it can make it more fun because you're flying on a bike rather than, like, slogging along. But with swim run, I don't think it's the nicety or the expensiveness of the equipment that makes it fun.
True.
The sport in and of itself is fun. So it doesn't matter what you wear.
Brooke, I don't think no one could put it better on this show, so we're just going to end it on that.
Just end it on that.
Was a great nightcap. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So check out lowtideboys.com, swimrunlabs.com. All this stuff will be up there. And we've mentioned we have generalized gear reviews around most of these things. We have an undergarment, shoes, several different wetsuit reviews. We don't have any goggles or paddles or watches, but that will all be coming. Don't you worry. Be sure to subscribe wherever, you know, you're listening to this, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff. And thanks again, Annie
thanks,
and
guys.
Brooke, and have a good
one. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gear Talk with the Swim Run Labs. You can learn more about all things swim run at swimrunlabs.com.
If you have any questions or requests for us to review on the show, send us an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
Make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening to this and your other podcast, and leave a review if you're so inclined.
We'd like to thank Riding Easy Records for our show music and, of course, Annie and Brooke for sharing their wealth of knowledge with us.
We'd like to give a huge shout out to our wives for letting us do this sort of stuff. And until next time, be sure to go out there and go for a swim.
And then a run.
And then another swim.
And then a run.
Might as well throw another swim on there.
And a run.
And then just keep going.
Okay. Don't stop. Won't stop.
Can't stop. Welcome to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. This is Wait, how do we start this?
No, not that way.
You don't start like that.
Oh my god, Chip. That was you were on like speed. Like,
that's how he does it. No, he learned
so
everything.
So enthusiastic.
He learned it from watching Private Parts with WNBC.
Wow, that was like,
is that a throwback?
Blown away by that introduction.
Too much energy.
So what?
I think we say,
yeah, bring it down.
Welcome to Gear Talk.
That's right.